We are here to frighten and disturb. Listen at your own discretion.
You must be either mad or insane to seek out this godforsaken place. But since you're here, I guess I can show you the Nest of Horrors.
Nest of Horrors presents a short story by C.B. Jones, entitled My Uber Driver Has a Body in His Trunk, narrated by That Talking Guy and Ranger H. Fox.
The construction's always bad up here. I mean, they're always working on it. I'm talking years and years, one section at a time.
I say.
It's like they'll do a 2-mile stretch for a year or two, and then they'll move on to the next 2-mile stretch, and then the next, and then the next. Fix a bridge here, an overpass there. By the time they get to the end of this 10-mile stretch, then it's time to do it all over again.
Rinse and repeat, I say.
Ha! Rinse and repeat. I like that. I tell you, my wife most likely follows them type of instructions in the shower. In there for an hour. It's hell on the utility bill. Rinse and repeat. Rinse and repeat.
With his mask bunched up down past his mouth, spittle flying as he yammers on. If he has corona, then I have corona.
Nah, yes, my wife. 33 years with that long shower-taking woman. I wouldn't trade her for anything. Although I might have to ask the make and model, though.
A hearty slap of his thigh and his laugh echoes around the car's interior, and he veers into the opposite lane and overcorrects and swerves back and forth. He doesn't say anything. From the trunk of the car, there's a thump. 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 I suddenly get nervous. He says he has a wife. Any kids? Grandkids?
Okay. If you could have any vehicle, any make and model for free, what would it be?
I don't know. Something reliable and with good gas mileage. A new Toyota Camry?
A Camry?
He sputters in disbelief. I'm not really much of a car person.
A 66 Chevelle, a Shelby Cobra, or a souped-up 442 are up for grabs, or you pick a stinking Camry.
I'm starting to not like my Uber driver. The mothball smell in the car suddenly becomes real apparent. His eyes look mean behind his glasses. His forearms are thick and sprouted with grey hairs. I notice the large hands gripping the steering wheel. Knuckles knotted and arthritic, probably still very strong. Old man strength. If they were to get a hold of your neck, face or eye socket, good luck getting them pried loose. The trunk thumps again. Thump, thump, thump. It's like it's more frantic now. Does he hear that? Maybe he doesn't want to let on that he hears it. If he ignores it, it will just go away.
You dang old millennials. I tell you what, you don't even know what a real car is. Hell, everything's made of fiberglass nowadays. Plastic bumpers. Back then, cars were made of the real stuff. I'm talking about metal.
Those must have been the days.
You're damn straight. We stew.
A loud thump cuts him off. There's no ignoring it now.
Do you hear that?
He asks as he turns to face me in the back seat. He looks concerned. All I can do is nod. My mouth is dry and my palms are sweaty.
I'm just gonna pull over here and check it out.
By this point, we've gone off the highway and are on some main road that leads to the Greyhound station. He pulls off to a side street and slides out of the front seat and walks around to the trunk. I step out of the vehicle after him and, for a brief second, I think of running. A very dumb idea that vanishes as soon as it arrives. He stares down at the open trunk, the large black bag that I'd loaded back there. The bag. It wriggles and squirms.
What in the...
He says to himself and looks back at me. And the look on his face is pure confusion and terror. And the knife goes across his neck quickly. And he reaches out after to stop the blade and cuts his hand. And I get about 7 more quick jabs into his gut and groin area before he tries to run. But not before I topple his heavy body back into the trunk with the other one. As I drive his car away, I start to laugh. The that the cars from the good old days have more spacious trunks.
Consider reviewing us on iTunes and Stitcher, and following us on social media at Nest of Horrors. Thank you for listening.